If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Joining us on the line now is Ben Aldridge. He's a writer, musician, and teacher with a massive passion for philosophy, adventure, and learning new things. He's the author of How to Be Comfortable with Being Uncomfortable. His latest project is Get Out of Your Comfort Zone, a set of 60 challenge cards to build a strong, resilient mindset. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Hi, Hannah. Great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us. So I love the idea that this is all put together in a set of cards that you can kind of go through and pick one out for each day. Great concept. Why did you decide to do it like that instead of putting it into a book?
Well, the cards that are actually launching today, this is kind of a continuation of my book, really. This is it's packed with very actionable challenges that are very easy to pick out and do instantaneously. And I think it's kind of a nice way to extend the concept of the book without having to, well, without writing a second book that's exactly the same as the first book, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So tell us a bit more about the book then.
So this was really my account of dealing with anxiety and how I managed to tackle it, or how I got my head through this this difficult time. I started having panic attacks, and to deal with this, I began reading extensively on different philosophies and psychology, and I ended up finding some really interesting concepts that I started to test out in the real world. And the way that I did this was through a variety of different challenges, and I created this concept, this like year of adversity, where I basically would push myself out of my comfort zone as much as possible in a variety of different ways, and by doing all these different challenges. And this was a way for me to test out all of the ideas that I'd been reading about. And this made a huge difference to that anxiety that just kind of came out of nowhere and really helped me to manage that. I started to understand myself better, became more confident off the back of all of these challenges. So really, the book is just a document of all of the different things I was doing and some of the philosophies and different ideas that helped me. Mm. And the cards are an extension of that, but more, they're kind of based on just challenges, not so much the philosophy and the mindset side of things. So it's really fun to explore that and look at all the different ways we can push ourselves out of our comfort zone, because this is a really powerful thing that can help us to grow and to change.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is different people will find different things easier than others. You know, maybe something that you found really challenging, other people will see it as fun, and vice versa. You know, yeah. Other things that people think, oh my goodness, how on earth am I going to do this? Might be one of the easier challenges for you.
Yeah, of course. And I think that's why I've tried to always push myself in different directions and create challenges that are going to push people all over the place. So I think it's been a lot of fun creating that. And for instance, if you're more introverted, some of the challenges that I've got in this deck of cards are to go out and do things that are a little bit embarrassing in public. Nothing completely outrageous, but certain things that would feel uncomfortable. So for instance, walking backwards. It's a very simple act, but you're going to feel really self-conscious when you do this. So the other day I walked backwards through Hyde Park and I felt very stupid doing it. It's a really weird exercise, and it's all about what's going on in your mind. So it's an interesting experiment to play around with that. And there's certain other things like wear something ridiculous and go out and go and tell a joke to a stranger. These kind of things that if you're introverted, if you find that speaking to strangers or just kind of putting yourself out there to be difficult, then these challenges will be very, very demanding. Whereas some of the other challenges are more based on, if you're an extrovert, channeling your energy into something that's very focused and like basically sitting still, looking for some kind of meditation and different, there's different challenges based on that. And I mean, these are just generalizations, because obviously not all extroverts would find their energy from these challenges, these different things. So I think it's just looking at different people and looking at how they can push themselves out of their comfort zone.
So I would consider myself to be an extrovert, and the idea of one of your challenges, don't speak for an entire day, aside from the fact that I couldn't do my job, I think I'd find that really, really quite difficult.
Yeah, for some people it would be very easy. So I think that's why there's this real cross section, and it's just thinking about what is going to challenge you as the individual. So there's a right cross section, and it's been fun to kind of bring that together and think about all these different potential ideas.
Yeah. So when you did this for yourself, then you did a year of challenges. What were some of the ones that stand out in your mind as to being the most challenging for you?
So it was a real mix. I tried to make sure that there were lots of physical challenges in there, because that obviously impacts so much, and it's so tied in with your mindset as well. So I ran my first marathon, and that was a huge moment to be able to do that, just because of the limitations that I had in my mind. Could I do this? Could I really run a marathon? So setting myself that challenge was incredible. That made a huge impact on my life. And lots of other challenges as well, maybe more academic things. I started learning Japanese, which is ridiculously hard. It's relentless. I'm still learning, isn't it? It's an ongoing thing, really. So that was really difficult. I learned how to solve the Rubik's Cube. Again, this was about dealing with self-imposed barriers. So I didn't think I could solve it, so I deliberately forced myself to learn how to solve it. And I think, again, that's something that's quite powerful, because you can see in your mind that you think you can't do something, but then actually sticking with it and spending time, being patient and putting everything you've got into it, and proving to yourself that you can get over the hurdle is a great thing for people to be able to do. And I got a lot out of that. So yeah, the Rubik's Cube was fun. And then I learned how to solve it in under a minute.
Wow.
So it was just kind of pushing it and all of these different things. Some were slightly more bizarre. Some of the bizarre challenges, like I learned how to pick locks as well.
Oh no.
It's a whole sport. This is called lock sport, where you basically just learn how to pick a variety of different locks. And it's more for the learning a skill can be difficult, because there's lots of things that are challenging when you're coming up against something new.
Mm.
And also it's the variety that all of these different things can bring into your life.
Yeah.
So another skill, I learned to juggle. I learned how to fold lots of different origami models. And so there's a whole range. Some were more physical, some were more academic, some were more skill-based. So all of these things, they might sound like small challenges in a way, and it compounds, though. The more you do with these small challenges, it all adds up to this effect where you can completely change the way that you live your life, and it can have a very powerful impact on you.
Oh, definitely. It's all enriching, isn't it? It's enriching your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just nice as well to have this variety of different things. It's very easy to get stuck in our comfort zones. And I think having a host of ways to seek out different ways as well to leave your comfort zone can be very refreshing, and you can get out of that routine, which can be a very rewarding process.
I have to ask you about the marathon, because I too challenged myself last year and did something that I never thought I could do, and I did a half marathon last year, which was a big thing for me. So I can relate to that, or half of that, should I say, your marathon. Did you continue running after you did the marathon? Did you enjoy the running process, or did you go, okay, I've done that now, and move on to something else?
do you know what? The running has stuck with me. It's something that I use a lot in my week. I run several times, and I'm really into trail running as well. So basically not running on the pavement where possible. And I get so much out of it. But some challenges I found were just one-off things that you do, and then that's it. But lots of them have become ongoing things. And running has definitely been an ongoing thing.
Well, that's great, isn't it? Because you end up developing more and more hobbies through these challenges. If it's something that you really enjoy and it's not just a one-off thing, then you find yourself, like, I guess you're a lot less bored.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think so. But the problem is you end up with too many hobbies. So it's,
yeah.
But it's not a bad thing. I think it brings colour into your life. I think back when I was experiencing really bad and debilitating anxiety, everything was kind of black and white and my life was very small and trapped into this very small, dark place. So I found that slowly just stepping out of my comfort zone with all these different things, these different directions, help to bring more colour back into every day. So I think we can all have a lot of fun with this and we can learn a lot about ourselves in the process.
Mm. And how have your friends and family and loved ones kind of dealt with you doing all of this? Has anyone come along for the ride and joined in learning different things and doing different challenges with you? Or have they all kind of stood back and watched you do it all?
It depends on the challenge. Some people are definitely up for getting involved and I've had lots of fun climbing trips and lots of interesting races with different people. During lockdown, I actually climbed Everest on my stairs. I measured how high my stairs were and calculated how many times I'd need to go up and down to climb Everest.
Wow.
And it took a long time, but I had lots of friends who were interested in doing it and lots of virtual climbing partners. So it kind of turned into a bit of a collective challenge as well.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things like that that it's been really fun. And there's definitely a sense of community, depending on the challenge. Some people were just, you know, if you tell them that you're going to go ice swimming, they'll just say, no, I'm not coming with you. You can do that by yourself. But it's, some of them are definitely fun with others.
And are all these challenges kind of one-off things, something that can be done like in an afternoon, or are they all, is there a mixture? Are there some things that take time, you know, like running a marathon or learning Japanese or whatever, or are they much shorter challenges for these cards?
So the cards are much shorter. Yeah. The book was basically my journey and my challenges, whereas these cards are more about what the reader can do, and they're all instantaneous challenges. You don't need any equipment. You can just do them straight away. And there's 60 of them and they can be made harder as well. And each card, there's a way to change it, to tweak it so that it's a bit more challenging if you find it easy. So there's just lots of ideas there to play around with. And yeah, they're instantaneous. You can do them as one-off things. They're not huge like learning another language or running a race. They're things that you can just instantly do.
So it could work as a party game.
Oh yeah. Yeah, of course. I think some of them might. For instance, you were saying earlier about don't speak for a day. So that's something that you can pull the card out and then that's not a very good party game if you just have to go off into the corner for the rest of the night. But there is, you know, you can select ones that would be appropriate. But yes, it could work as a game, which I think could be quite fun to see how people would respond to that, especially because there's different categories. There's six categories. So one of them is physical. One of them is skill. One of them is concentration. One of them is discomfort. One of them is courage. And one of them is creative. So you could choose a category that you're going to work through and then you could use that in a party context. So there's lots of different ways you could do it. I like the lucky dip method, which is kind of a random way. You just shuffle the cards and then you just pick one challenge and then you just have to go with it. And it can take you to some weird places. They're not all weird, I have to say.
No, there's one that does sound kind of weird, though. Cover your hands and face in honey and don't touch anything for an hour.
Yeah, that's like on the far end of the spectrum of like how bizarre they get. I mean, that was inspired by how horrible it is when you've got sticky fingers.
Yes.
As a kid, I used to hate it as well. So I just think, yeah, it's just dealing with that, sitting there and actually paying attention to your mind. This isn't just mindless challenging yourself for no reason. There's always, for me, I feel that behind it all is there's an element of philosophy that should go with it. There's a reason and purpose for doing all of these bizarre things. So in that one in particular, it's paying attention to your mind as you're doing this. And a lot of the time you're probably going to be frustrated with yourself. Like, why did I agree to do this? It's stupid. Which that in itself is an internal dialogue, that conversation. It's very negative. How do you deal with that when the voice in your head tells you that this is a bad idea? How do you balance it? How do you pay attention to difficult situations? How do you deal with difficult situations? So it's all about, yeah, exploring that in a very controlled environment, yeah, in a fun way.
And it's an interesting concept, you know. Initially, people might think, why would you do that? What's the point? But as you say, it's annoying having sticky fingers. And in reality, if your hands, fingers are covered in honey for an hour, then that would mean that you can't or probably shouldn't touch anything. So you can't play with your phone. You can't pick up the TV remote control. You can't cook anything or eat or drink anything. You know, all the multitude of things that we would do with our hands, you theoretically, you can't read a book and turn the pages, you know, you can't do anything with your hands. So it forces you to just sit there, I guess. So you could probably combine that with a bit of meditation quite nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing is, some people will get these cards and then probably be annoyed with me because the challenges that some, well, not all of them, as I said, yeah, some of them are more bizarre than others. And some people will get frustrated maybe when they're doing it, but that is the point. It's learning to deal with frustration, learning to manage that. And all of these soft skills translate into real life as well. The whole purpose of these challenges are to help you build confidence and to build resilience that you can then take into everyday life. So when the real challenges come, you have the equipment to deal with it mentally. So you're more prepared to deal with what happens to you.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's a brilliant concept. And I'm convinced I'm going to get some, definitely. I think it sounds great. If people want to get the cards, they're called Get Out of Your Comfort Zone, 60 Challenge Cards to Build a Strong, Resilient Mindset, put together by Ben Aldridge, who we've been chatting with. We'll put them up on our website so listeners can buy them from there. Ben, thanks so much for joining us. Lovely to chat with you.
Well, lovely to chat. Thank you so much for having me on.